Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. There are more than 5,000 people in Wisconsin who have DACA status. That's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's estimated that there are thousands more who could be eligible for that program. One of them is Elle, a PhD student in her mid-20s. She's lived in Milwaukee since she was 5 years old. Her family is originally from Mexico. We're not using Elle's full name because she's currently undocumented. UWM's Excurit Nunez shared Elle's story on the podcast Status Pending.
Elle remembers the moment when she and her family learned about DACA and what it would mean for her older brothers, who were old enough to qualify for it.
But I just remember crying because I think it was just really exciting that they would be able to not have to work construction, because that's what they were going to do. It's crazy because I have such a love-hate relationship with DACA, in the sense of it's never going to be enough. And then they expect us to be super grateful over it. But it allowed my brothers to live the life that they want to live.
And it was exciting for Elle too. But her plans to apply for DACA became uncertain when Donald Trump was elected in 2016. She says it was a time similar to now where a lot of undocumented folks feared sharing any information that the Trump administration could use against them. So she met with a lawyer to ask about DACA. It didn't go as expected.
So I had a bad lawyer, and she told me to not apply. She told me that I should try going back to Mexico and then coming back in again and doing a student visa. And I just remember it's so funny because I was there with my dad, and we were sitting there. I mean, me and my dad are very similar. So in our heads, we're just no, but we're cordial, nice people. So we will, nod. But I don't know. It was extra hurtful because she was basically telling me to go back and try again. But we ended up not filing.
Elle knows now that was bad advice. But at the time, she and her family decided it was too risky for her to apply for DACA. Fast forward to the first day of Joe Biden's presidency in 2021, he signed a memorandum to preserve DACA after Trump unsuccessfully tried to end it. Elle says she immediately applied for DACA, and things started looking up.
So I pretty much finished the process and got all the way past my biometrics appointment. So I remember one of my brothers who has DACA, he drove me to the USCIS building to do my biometrics appointment.
A biometrics appointment is where immigration officials collect fingerprints, a photo, and a signature to run background checks. It's the last step to complete in the DACA application process. Elle says she was expecting to hear back any day on her application. But at the time, it was one of thousands waiting for approval.
It was that same week that President Biden appointed more people to oversee applications because there was such a big backlog. And then that same week, the judge in Texas ended up blocking DACA.
On July 16, 2021, a federal judge in Texas ruled that the DACA program is unlawful and blocked new applicants nationwide, which included Elle. She was so close to having some sort of protection as an immigrant.
But it definitely was hard because I remember seeing that the judge had blocked, and I remember not even being able to cry because it was almost one of those things where it's it was almost of course that would happen. So I definitely think I didn't process that one for a long time.
It was another moment where the country she spent most of her life told her she couldn't do something. As an undocumented person without legal status, Elle can't get a driver's license. So she takes the bus everywhere. She also can't apply for a work permit. Those are just some of the basic things she can't access. And of course, there's the fear of deportation.
That was a preview of WUWM's podcast, Status Pending. You can hear the full episode at WUWM.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. This is WPR News.